spin. This is the No Spin Zone. No, my name is not Bill O'Reilly. My name is Doug Stephan Dudley. Stephan to my friends and close confederates. Rich McFadden is in the studio at the controls in our Washington studio. In fact, originating network is Radio America for this program. I want to thank all the other networks, CRN Digital, folks at Genesis, folks at Business Talk Radio. I leave anybody out, Richie? I always leave somebody out.
There's about 12 more, but those are the main players.
Right, those are the main
ones. Those are the ones we really want to
have. Right. Today is the 5th of August. I want to get Richie's spin on a few of the stories that we've been talking about today, because he's just now joining us. I want to acknowledge also, I said this before you came in, everybody has heard this,
yes.
And they've had their, they've had their chuckle. Apparently, for a while now, Kenny and Jennifer have been counting the number of times I mentioned Meredith's name on the air, and because today is her birthday, I said earlier, as a matter of fact, I think you remember the story, I've told this, but not a lot, of when on the day I got married, I was on the air, and other than people saying, of course you were on the air on the day of your getting married.
Of course.
I never really talked about, I was so scared. I didn't talk about Tony, didn't talk about the way, I just played a bunch of wedding songs or songs that were romantic. Back in those days when you were a disc jockey.
When you could actually pick what you were going to
pick your own music. Yeah. Exactly, right. So that's what I did. I picked a lot of that music. Today, and because this is not a music program, really, we touch on a few songs here and there that are emotional or connected in some way to what's going on in the world. But I acknowledge that this woman has affected me more than any other woman that I've known in any context in this past year or a year and a half, I guess. It's really amazing how when you love somebody and you actually pay attention to them, if you think about it, and the reason that I'm sort of highlighting my feelings about her and acknowledging her on her birthday is not only to, I guess, express as well as I can for people who care in a way that maybe you can think about your own relationship, think about how you feel about the person who you consider your better half, your spouse, or whatever it is. I think if you acknowledge, if you can think about all of the things, now you may not have the same experience that I have. Pretty much every part of my life that she has touched, and she's touched every part of my life, is better. Can you say that about your relationship? And if you can't,
was this,
I guess,
like a dare, a bet?
You would say, well, no, I just think that that's the way a good relationship ought to be.
Right. Make everybody
measured.
Take a look at what they're in and
right.
Make sure that they're getting the best that they can get.
Right. Now, right. Not always is it peaches and cream. Not always has it been perfect, nor is it perfect. A long shot from that, because I have my quirks and she has her quirks. And there are things that sometimes you can do that can be readily addressing the situation. Sometimes there are things that, because of our experiences in our life, that you can't address the way you might like to. And the biggest thing that I have learned, and there have been tremendous strides and growth with me personally, I think you can all hear it actually, is that you must take yourself out of the control seat. If you are a controller or somebody who wants to, in every way, you know, make sure that you're in charge or you feel like you're in charge, you're in charge of you. Even if you are married or in a spousal relationship or in a very close relationship, you must not try to control what the other person is doing. That ruins every relationship, no matter what. And even like marriages or friendships. If you're always wanting to be, what kind of a friendship is that? What kind of a relationship is it? If you always want to be the one who's in charge. And knowing from experience that that has been the case with with Meredith and maybe me and maybe countless other people where you've been in relationships with people that have just wanted to control everything that there is in your life to control. And so that's something that's probably not a great idea. Kenny's in a great relationship with his wife, Lisa. And yes, I don't guess that there is a lot of control issue there. If there is, it's, okay, you are in charge of that.
And we're going to Comic-Con, and that's it.
Well, but see, that's right.
Richie and Janet, I would bet that there are some things that she just says to you, all right, you're in charge. And maybe you say the same thing to her. You're in charge.
Over the course of a relationship, you figure those things out, and you don't have to say anything.
Right.
It's just
yep.
she handles this, and I handle that. And we're lucky in that the things that she handles, she's great at, and she should handle. And the thing that I handle, that I handle, I'm good at, and I should handle. So it's a great partnership.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're certainly not that far down the pike, but
you're not handing over your checkbook, having her pay your monthly bills.
No, at this time there's a lot of other stuff going on, but I am I feel strongly about acknowledging how much she has affected. And you, as I said, you all can tell how much she's affected me. Remember, I mentioned earlier, Richie, Ed Foreman being on the program last year. Meredith put me on to him, and it was interesting how he. As his basic motto, starting every engagement by being up there like Zig Ziglar. I feel happy. I feel healthy. I feel terrific. Remember how enthusiastic? This is a guy who's like in his 70s, and he sounds like he's in his 40s. Life is for laughing, loving, and living, not whining, worrying, and working. So, anyway, it is that with that and with lots of love that I acknowledge the good things. It's 13... Yeah, it's 13 past the hour. So, Richie, what do you think of the A-Rod situation? I don't think you've been around. You were out last week because of your treatment, so
you know,
it's come to a head today.
It looks like baseball's finally hitting the reset button. So, fire away. And A-Rod ain't going anywhere quickly. He will be playing tonight, and he will be playing for the next month or so.
Now, one of your guys from the Nationals is affected, right?
He was, but he was cleared.
Oh, he was?
Gio,
okay,
yeah.
I saw him on the list yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, he was, but either they found out whatever he got from this lab, from the bio lab, it was cleared, or the story was wrong or something. At least last I'd heard, which was last week. But A-Rod, here's the funny thing about A-Rod. The Yankees are going, please get him off of our payroll. Please get him off of our payroll. And A-Rod's like, no, I'm playing. And my lawyers are going to make sure I'm going to play at least for the rest of this season. But we'll see. Because he can appeal. And he can play while he can appeal. And he will. So whether that takes a week or a month or a year, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I say baseball hit the reset button. I'm tired of guys who know that they shouldn't be doing this and that they will get caught still doing it. It's one thing when you kind of like everybody was doing it and you were doing it to get a little bit of an edge and everybody was doing it and then baseball started saying, hey, stop it. Okay, cool. If you got caught back then, all right, everybody was doing it, stop. But now it's like you know the rules. You know the deal. And then there's the other aspect of this where who did it happen to in the NFL the other day? One of the Redskins got suspended for taking a product that he had bought at GNC.
Oh, wow. Really?
He bought the product at GNC and didn't realize that within the product there was a chemical that was banned because he didn't read the ingredients enough.
Huh.
Or it wasn't listed or whatever it was. And then booyah, he's done for three games.
Now, that's kind of a bummer. If you can buy it in a drugstore, I mean, really?
And I believe that there are...
You can buy it in a drugstore not to be illegal.
Right. They shouldn't be punishing you for that.
Right. Right. And I believe that there are actual cases where guys get suspended and they're like, I didn't do anything wrong. And they didn't know that they did.
Right.
I mean, you almost have to have a lawyer and a trainer when you go to the GNC with you anymore. Yeah. If you're a professional athlete.
Hunga bunga.
Same thing with the biking guys.
Yep.
All right. So that's the A-Rod thing. I'm sure tomorrow morning we'll have more in terms of an update or more on the status of the announcements made around noontime.
It's funny to see Yankees putting out press releases. A-Rod's shooting up. We just saw them in the locker room.
They are?
No, but they want to be.
They don't want to play pay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
They're like, I don't want to write that check.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Rich at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com, Roberta at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. You said there's a lot of stuff on our social media. Yeah, taking notes. There'll be a test later on. Did you... Kenny, find anything new to add to? We've had all these different points of view on this, but they all come back around the same thing. The Yankees, the focus seems to be on the Yankees not wanting to pay him out.
Yeah, Randy says, is it time for pharmaceutical firms to sponsor pro athletes to bring truth and reality back
idea.
To sports?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that is a good idea. 888-302 Doug, 16 and Shay. Actually, about 17 after on Good Day.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses. I hope. She's going to be okay. Right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news. Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens Answers.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $169 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $296. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Don't wait. Hardwood Flooring Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Secretary of State John Kerry has said that the U.S. drone strikes in Pakistan could end very soon in some outspoken remarks in Islamabad over the weekend, but was downplayed by American soldier, the people in charge of the military. First time a senior member of an administration has indicated there could be an end to the program, and then the CIA and the Army say, no, that's not true. Sounds like they're not shuffling the deck correctly there in Washington.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Why not? The corn continues. But happy birthday for Meredith, who I said earlier I was not going to tell you how old she was. I'm not going to tell you her name is. You just know her.
Can we have a contest and have people call in and guess?
As Meredith. No. But I would tell you one thing. There was a story about how singing happy birthday. We had this at DougStefan.com. A lot of people, Meredith is one of them, doesn't really like attention. She likes cake and pie and that sort of thing. So here, if it's your birthday, this is a general rule of thumb. So the story goes at DougStefan.com. Before you stuff your gullet with all that wonder in the cake, you better suffer through the annual off-key embarrassment of singing happy birthday and then blow out the candle to make a wish. That's because this new study that came out last week suggests that performing a ritual before eating, even like a silly thing, singing happy birthday, makes the food taste better. If you're already doing this, and not just with birthdays, but even if you don't realize when you click the glasses and say cheers before you share a drink, you take apart wooden chopsticks and rub the sticks together before digging into sushi, maybe you Instagram every meal before taking a bite. Around the world, a lot of other cultures have this figured out. They take the preparation presentation as something that's very important. So, sing happy birthday. Enjoy the maybe having a drink with the cake, maybe having ice cream with the cake. But this study suggests it almost beyond contradiction. When you're done with the singing, the eating and the drinking will be much better. And there was one of the pieces of this study, Richie. Researchers recruited 50 researchers, told them to eat a chocolate bar. About half were given instructions on a ritual to follow before they ate it. They were told, without unwrapping the chocolate bar, break it in half, unwrap half of the bar and eat it. Then unwrap the other half and eat it. The others were told just to relax and then eat the candy like a regular person does. As it turned out, the people who had done the song and the dance routine before eating the chocolate ended up saying that they enjoyed it more than those who ate the chocolate normally. So it's all
it's
about
the anticipation.
It's the anticipation,
yeah.
Right? Exactly. That's what it's all about. So,
hey, does anybody else in this country have a problem with the whole re-rendering of the Happy Birthday song?
How do you mean
the cha cha cha?
I do that.
Do you like it?
I do it.
Is it okay with you?
I am a cha cha cha.
Okay, Roberta, are you, I can't see you as being a cha cha cha. Are you a cha cha cha?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Happy birthday to you, cha cha cha.
I've never heard that.
Really?
We can't hear you, so it's
I guess we don't do that in New York.
No, it's against the rules. 888-302-3684. We were talking earlier about the Jeopardy Emancipation Proclamation story. This youngster, an eighth grader, was told his answer was wrong because he spelled Emancipation Proclamation, which was the right answer. He spelled it incorrectly, so he missed out on winning. And so our poll today at DougStephan.com, have you ever appeared on a national game show? A, yes, and I won lots of money. B, yes, but I lost. C, I auditioned but didn't make the final cut. D, no, but I know somebody who has. E, no, but I want to. And F, no, I have no interest.
What about G? I'm on a game show right now.
I'm on a game show right now, exactly. All right, so Paul, you watched that Jeopardy program. What did you think? Hello, Paul. Richie, have you got the phone?
I do.
Maybe he's spelling it wrong.
Where'd Paul go?
Hey, Paul. Oh, Paul. Try him on the other side, Doug.
Try him on the other side.
He's in a soundproof booth.
All right, Paul, are you there? Paul's not there.
No, okay. Uh-huh.
I thought it was a travesty.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
He's all looking in the dictionary.
Will be played by Jennifer Horne.
Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out how to spell emancipation.
Well, that's probably him probably calling back again. Anyway, we are also focused on A-Rod and being able to buy these things that may be considered wrong or illegal at the GNC or at the vitamin shop or at the Whole Foods store. So what's the real story? That answer or our conversation continues in a few minutes here on Good Day.
A forgotten classic from Gene Shepard. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Ah, the steel mills. Our own private Tyrolean Alps. Now, some people believe home in Indiana was the ugliest place in the entire universe. But to a kid with one more day to go before summer vacation, oh, it was beautiful.
The voice is unmistakable. It's radio legend Gene Shepard providing the narration for the film My Summer Story. Based on Shepard's writing, the movie was made nearly 20 years ago and was a sequel to the holiday favorite A Christmas Story. In 2005, the late director Bob Clark told me he spent 15 years trying to get A Christmas Story made after his first encounter with Shepard, appropriately, on a car radio.
I was living in Miami, where I began my career, driving to a date in Coral Gables, and I happened to turn on the radio and heard this man telling this strange story. I'll go around the block. I got to hear the end of the story. Well, Gene took about 40 minutes to tell that story, and I picked up a very irate date quite late.
It took nearly another decade to film the sequel about a summer vacation gone awry, and now it's on DVD. Best of all, it's a chance to hear that wonderful liquid American voice, the voice of Gene Shepard.
And 90 seconds later, I'm in bed. Somewhere off in the dark, the Monon Louisville Limited wails as it snakes over the Gibson Hump on its way to the outside world. The cats are still fighting over the crappy heads, and fish scales are itching in my hair. The giant Indiana moths, 5 pounds apiece, are banging on the screen. I slide off to the great beyond, secure in the knowledge that life is not always a tie. It was the greatest summer of my life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Progress, Monday, August 5th, 2013. I don't know, have I sounded relatable? Have I sounded romantic? Have I sounded loving as I acknowledged and sent wishes to Meredith on her birthday? A lot of people say, well, why would you do that? I do it because I want to do it, and it's my program. Frankly. And so with that comes the acknowledgement that things don't always go the way you want them to go. And so you just work, you roll with the punches, you do what you can do. But I think it's a mistake. I think it's sad, actually, the way people hide their feelings, don't express themselves, and don't say what they think. So in the circumstances of her birthday, I should tell her how I think. And I think in other, we are just so afraid, we're so full of fear in this society, in our world. We don't say what we really think, we don't say what we really feel. And so moments go by when these things are important, and when you have an opportunity to say something that is gracious, warm, loving, and feeling from the heart, I think you ought to say it. We have this taboo, especially in America, not so much in other parts of the world, where we're not supposed to express ourselves. We're not supposed to talk about our feelings. Now, turning that around a little bit, sometimes it gets a little overboard, where children sometimes are asked to express their feelings in a way that seems uncomfortable. Whenever you're expressing yourself, you got to be comfortable, at least when you're dealing with pleasant feelings. If they're unpleasant feelings, sometimes you got to get at them and get them out, and then let them go. What is it? You just express yourself, let it go, and move on. So, having said that, the essence of this burger thing, there's a test tube burger.
Ew.
I think that, was it last week or the week before, we gave, Kenny, didn't we give some credence to this?
We talked about it a year ago when they first started
but there was a more
developing it.
There was a more recent focus on this thing, and
yeah,
I don't understand.
We even had a poll, didn't we?
Why?
Whether you'd eat a two burger.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, what's the latest? Richie, you're following this. You seem to be interested in
it. You know what? I heard the story, and it kind of ekes me out a little bit. This is the culture
deep. Does it freak you out or eke you out?
Both.
Okay.
Would you try it?
Try it? Maybe.
Because truth be told, we're already eating cloned beef.
We're eating beef from cloned cows.
So, right.
Just to set this
different
up.
Than this.
This meat is made in a laboratory from the muscle of a cow. And they clone it, and each cloned piece comes out to be about the size of rice. And they make enough of them to be able to put a burger patty together. Yeah. And this scientist, Mark Post from the Netherlands, claims that he will be able to make an indistinguishable hamburger by the time he finishes this. The surprising thing to come out this week is that who's behind all of the money that this guy is getting.
Yeah.
And it's one of the guys from Google. Where his name is. One of the guys from Google did it, and he's doing it for environmental purposes because 20% of greenhouse gases are from farming animals and cows.
Hmm.
So they want to try and
save the planet.
Get rid of the cows. Yeah.
So they're going to serve up, cooked by a chef today, a 5-ounce patty that two testers will taste. And
two testers that have tasted, that are hamburger testers anyway?
Yeah.
Exactly. Tester tasters? Really?
And they will let us know what they think.
So where do these people work? Bob Evans? I mean, how do they know what a good hamburger tastes like?
It doesn't say who the taster
is.
I mean,
anybody could know play, probably.
What their experience is, yeah. All right, 888-302-3684. As I said a few minutes ago, we were talking about this Jeopardy story that's gotten a lot of social media attention because Alex Trebek kind of looked like a jerk.
Well, I don't know why he's so upset, though. Like, Ken and I were just talking during the break.
Boy?
He
wasn't going to win anyway.
Yeah, he wasn't going to win, so what's the difference?
I don't know. Paul, we found you again. You had something to say about this Jeopardy story? Oh, come on. This is foolish. Don't call again. Bob.
Oh, I like
that. I mean, come on. I mean, twice as we're there. Hey, Bob, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So we were talking. Let's go to one of the other things that is on everybody's mind today, or a lot of people's minds, and that's the potential for a year, a career-ending day for Alex Rodriguez and some others. We were mentioning that a lot of the things that you are charged for using some of the things that are available at GNC store, Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods.
Right. So you're saying all these things are illegal. They're not illegal. They're against league rules. And there's a call me if I'm wrong. I hate to put Richie on the spot. I know he's.
Well, come on, put Richie on the spot.
Fire away, man.
Go ahead, he can take it.
Every team has a trainer and tells these guys what to do and when to do it, what to eat, and how to train. You can't give them a pass when they go out and buy this extra stuff and don't read it.
That's ridiculous. A good point. That's a good point. But, you know, everybody's stupid, and they try and do it on the side, and they try and get a little extra edge.
And they break the league rules, and then now they got to pay the price.
Yeah, but, you know, what is their trainer going to follow them through the grocery store? I totally agree with you that they have a trainer that says, listen, here's a list of what you can and what you can't do. And, by the way, you probably shouldn't take any vitamins without me checking you out.
That's the same thing the government says with all the rules that they put out and all the traffic violators and everything else. You give them a pass?
No.
The rules for the league are the rules for the league. If you break them, you pay the price.
Hey, listen, I'm a rules guy, but I'm just saying that that people, when they're out on their own, walking through the aisles of the grocery store, are going to pick up something and go, oh, look, multivitamin, I should take that, and not look into the ingredients. But, I mean, you certainly have a point.
But if you're a pro athlete, you know.
So the team should provide every single thing that they eat or ingest.
Or they should make a list of it and ask the guy that if you're getting paid $10 million a game or whatever it is, you can damn well bring a label to this guy and say, hey, I'm thinking about eating this or taking this or enhancing my muscles with it. Do you think you could maybe check the label for me?
Okay, good point.
Yeah.
So, but here's where it gets a little fishy. Watch this. Let's say in the next 10 years, this scientist who's making this mystery meat starts doing it, and then he starts saying, you know what? I can just inject this vitamin or this protein or this carbohydrate in there, and we could all be healthier just by eating this hamburger. As where this genetically modified, scientifically laboratory produced food, that's where it's going.
Somebody will come up.
It's going to be like the Jetsons, where you eat the mystery meat and boom, you're just healthy all the time.
Some PR genius is going to come up with a scheme and try to make it to sell that, like Monsanto sold their BS against Proposition 37 in California, which was aimed at labeling food. We were talking earlier today about all of the milk coming in from China that was basically imported from the company that they bought in New Zealand, which is the largest exporter of any milk products in the world, and the stuff's all contaminated.
Wow.
Baby food is contaminated, powdered milk is contaminated, regular milk is contaminated, and so they'll come up with some kind of a spin to try to make it. It's only a little bit over here, a little over there. Monsanto, the same, they put the spin on, we don't want to know where the food went. They convinced you, in fact, to act in a way that keeps you from knowing where the food comes from. And that's and I use the China story as an example of why we ought to know.
China plays heavily into this mystery meat thing because they say right now animal farming accounts for 20% of all greenhouse gas emissions. Okay, So that's what the guy from Google and the scientists want to help lower.
Yeah.
All right, but they're saying it's likely to get worse because China is now getting a larger middle class, and they're saying they're not just eating the rice and whatever they're growing.
They're meat. They're on Western diet.
They're saying by 2050 the demand for meat will double what we're eating today. And you know, I watch a lot of these cooking shows, and they go into a restaurant and they're like, they serve 1,500 burgers a week, and I'm like, wow. And that's one restaurant.
A lot of burgers, a lot of meat. I don't eat my cow, so I'm not interested in.
You wouldn't have to if you grew a burger in a test tube.
Yeah,
I wouldn't eat them anyway.
The greenhouse gases, you're killing the environment.
Yeah, I am. It's
my problem.
It's my fault. The earth is going to hell,
and we're not even getting anything. Well, no, we're getting milk. So
let's get to the root, if you'll pardon the pun, of the problem. This is a problem. People who are going through the same treatment that Richie is, his chemo is sort of enough. Forcing is the right word, but his experience will be that if he hasn't lost all his hair yet, he will. How is it, by the way? I didn't ask you. How
I have to clean it up out of the sink every morning, but I still have a full head of hair.
Really?
No bald spots.
So you may not.
It's gone. I've still got three, four months to go. It'll be gone by the time I get.
Well, this is not for those people who are doing what Richie's doing. This is for people who have thinning hair because they've used bad creams, lotions, and shampoos on their hair.
One thing I learned when I was doing my research on how to make my hair last longer is get a clear and clean shampoo. Soapy shampoos that build the residue on
the pores
in your head.
Yep.
Bad for you, and your pores can't breathe, and nutrition.
So the hair stops growing.
Yeah.
That's what happens. So with Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, you can go to tryprovia.com, get the information about how it works. It unplugs the pores. The hair starts growing again. Plus, it has an ingredient. This all-natural product has an ingredient that thickens your hair and makes what you have on your head now, before the stuff grows back in, look better. You're going to feel better because you're going to look better, and there are no side effects. None. Zero. Because it's all-natural. You can save your hair with Provia. Spelled P-R-O-V-I-A. It's the all-natural hair thinning therapy. You'll see phenomenal results without any side effects, period. 800-525-8319 or go to tryprovia.com. Get a free month's supply. When you mention Doug Steffen, it's a priority shipping also and a surprise gift. You get three bonuses for mentioning my name when you call 800-525-8319. But make no mistake about it. The real reason you're calling is to get this product. They want you to try it. They're trying to encourage you because they know it'll work. That's why they want you to try it, because it works. 800-525-8319. You're asking by name for Provia. Go to tryprovia.com or call 800-525-8319.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Political correctness went too far, as reported in New York, where some city schools had decided to stop using certain words on tests, including dinosaurs, birthdays, Halloween, and others. The idea was to avoid offending anyone at all. Birthdays are not celebrated in various religions. Halloween is considered a pagan holiday by some, and dinosaurs imply evolution to others. But officials who propose eliminating important concepts from education should first look through the lens of liberty. Then they would understand that people must be free to make up their own minds about controversial issues. We should all be free to learn about and debate such topics. That's our right as free American citizens. Refusing to mention dinosaurs doesn't make those huge bones disappear.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends A1513 rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. Please store for details.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as direct.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Ah, there we go. Sure, get me into trouble, Richie. Nice going.
I know.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horne, Roberta Fasanelli,
we
Ken Kessler.
We had nothing to do with this song.
Doug Steffen.
Well, can you play Jesus Christ Superstar anymore?
Sure, yeah, you can. No, this is good, actually. This is a great show.
He's not a superstar anymore?
So, yes, he certainly is. God is the superstar. Jesus is a player. All right, so what did you find, Jennifer?
What did I unearth?
What did you unearth? Yes.
Here's what I unearthed, Dougie. Apparently, last week, there were some archaeologists that were working on an ancient church in Turkey, and they think they've come across the world's most famous cross, the one that was used to crucify Jesus. They found a stone chest during excavation at this church that's 1,350 years old. It's in Turkey. And this church,
the Church of the Holy Sepulchre was built around where he was was crucified. So why wouldn't the cross be there?
I don't know. But
I would imagine the cross was taken somewhere.
Somewhere. And the chest had, the reason that they think it is the cross is that they find this chest in the bottom of this church, and they opened it up, and it had a number of relics inside that were believed to be associated with the crucifixion, along with a piece of the cross. It's not a full cross. It's just a piece. And they think it is the cross. It's now, the entire chest is now undergoing lab tests, according to NBC.
The cross where Jesus was double-crossed.
That's it.
Are they doing DNA on Jesus? They grabbed the
they can do DNA.
They
can do from. That.
Yeah,
that,
they figured
a what do they call that? The carbon
dating?
Dating, yeah.
Yeah, you can do that. I've dated people like that.
With rings. How old are you?
Long time ago, thank you. 51 after the hour.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with doomsday prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffitt of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Crank it up, Richie. Alright, so here we have Bob Seger singing Shakedown from Beverly Hills Cop 2, the song and the movie. We're number one during this week in 1987. That's how we get started. Movie music brings us into movie moments. Chuck Curry is here with an overview of the movies that were big this weekend. The box office. Box office totals coming up. After we visit our contest, Roberta's going to love this. She may even get this one, which is not normally her bill of fare. When you get it, you'll call us at 888-302-3684. 888-302-DOUG. This is the first clue of three, an audio clue from the movie. See if you can identify the movie from this first clue.
What would you little maniacs like to do first?
Got it. Roberta won't know this.
You don't think?
Nope.
Oh. All right. You got it. Tucker, you're onto it, right?
I got it.
Anybody else got it?
Nope.
No. Don't ask Kenny because he put it together, so that's not fair.
One of the greatest directors of all time.
8-8, oh, the guy that died?
Yes.
Hughes? 888-302-3684. All right, so here's the second clue.
Why are you messing with the fantasy? We know about the reality. Don't ruin a fantasy, okay?
Keaton was in this?
No.
I thought that sounded like Keaton.
No.
No. All right.
That was the 16-year-old former Saturday Night Live star.
Really?
Yep.
All right. 888-302-3684. If you haven't won before Movie Moments, here's your chance to win. First caller has the right answer, gets on the air. Here's the last clue.
By the way, why are we wearing bras on our heads? Ceremonial.
Sounds like an episode of the Doug Stephan Cooking Show. All right. So you got it, 888-302-3684. Good luck. Chucker has the box office totals in a moment here on Good Day.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $169 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $296. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Don't wait. Hardwood flooring sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Walmart knows how hard you work to send your kids to college. You shouldn't have to pay fees every time you send them money. And now you don't have to, thanks to Bluebird by American Express, a checking and debit alternative with no monthly or overdraft fees. So get Bluebird and spend your money on tuition and books, not fees. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Bluebird is issued by American Express Travel-Related Services Company. Terms and conditions, including ATM and other applicable fees, may apply. Visit Bluebird.com for complete details. You must be at least 18 years old to register for a Bluebird account.
All right, so let's get to the box office totals there, Chucker. What do we do over the weekend? Any surprises?
Yeah, no, not really. The action comedy Two Guns certainly had a lot of star power, Mark Wahlberg and Denzel Washington, but actually it didn't translate into a big box office opening. It did
really?
Take number one, but it opened at $28 million, certainly underperforming the studio's expectation of $35 million plus.
No, that's not that bad.
It did get a B-plus cinema score, which means that audiences did like the film. The superhero movie, The Wolverine, with you, Jackman, placed second, $21 million in weekend number two. A so-so, $95 million in 10 days of release. Smurfs 2 did $27.2 million since opening on Wednesday, $18 million over the weekend. Underperforming the original, believe it or not, the budget on Smurfs 2, Doug, $102 million.
Oof.
The Conjuring, the new horror film, and weekend number two, 3 weeks in release, $108 million in business on a $20 million budget. Just a 34% drop-off week to week. That's an outstanding hold for a horror movie, which means word of mouth is outstanding. And Despicable Me 2, the animated film, ran out the top five, $10.4 million. $326 million box office, $800 million worldwide. Universal Doug says this is his most profitable film ever. $76 million budget, $800 million worldwide.
All right, what do you think of Ellen DeGeneres being asked to host the Oscars again?
It's a safe choice, but no, it wouldn't have been my pick.
What would your pick have been?
I don't know. I would have thought of something different. Yeah. She'll do okay, though. She's fine. I just would have went with something different.
She's fine. All right, let's get to Tyler, who's in Lynchburg, Virginia, with the name of this movie. What do you think, Tyler?
Weird Science.
What'd you think of the movie?
It was good.
Yeah, it was the number one movie during this week in 1985. Good movie. He doesn't sound too excited, but wait till you get your prize, Tyler. You'll be so excited you won't be able to speak for days.
Boys creating hot women through science. It's a great movie.
Right. Let's leave it to science. 59.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.